You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Had quite a few texts come through on whether you do or don't like the Essendon Edge. Brad Scott throwing out, we want to play with the Essendon Edge. Dwayne, disappointed the Bombers aren't in your pressure meter. Brad Scott has just come out talking about the Essendon Edge. Big stage Saturday night at the SCG after a tough game in the heat last week. Glenn from Glen Iris. The Essendon Edge, is it going to be coming back to haunt Essendon, or are we going to be excited about the fact they're going to make the finals this year with the Essendon Edge? Keep your text coming through 0433 98 11 16. Collingwood did win a flag without Nathan Murphy. Dirk, yeah, they pretty much did win a flag without Nathan Murphy. Thanks for making that point. Let's talk some F1. Let's talk from Grand Prix. Richard Crail has been good enough to join us, Network 10 F1 commentator. He's on the line. Welcome to you, Richard. Great to have you on.
Hello, Dwayne. I don't think there's any city in the world that could deal with this much sport all at once, is there? What a place to be at this time of year. How are you, mate?
I'm good, and I'm live at Crown as well, by the way, so I get to sort of soak it in the middle of it. We're live at the Crown Audio Hub, kick off the season at Crown. Game on. What are we going to get tomorrow, Richard? Let you set the stage for us. With practice tomorrow, what are we going to get tomorrow? And then what are we going to get Saturday? And what are we going to get Sunday?
Yeah, it's big. That's what it is. And 3 days now, basically sold out here at Albert Park as well, which is just outstanding. So there'll be more than 400,000 people over here over the weekend. And based on the crowd that's here today, where not a Formula One car turns a lap, by the way, is truly remarkable. Tomorrow's a big day. 2 one-hour practice sessions for the Formula One stars. And tomorrow and Saturday especially are going to be fascinating because while Max Verstappen has dominated Formula One, not just this year, but last year as well, it is closer than it looks. You look at the result sheets and he has dominated so far. 2 pole positions in the first 2 races and 2 race wins as well. But it is a lot closer than it's been. And the other story is that coming into this weekend at Albert Park, the whole field have bunched up. They're a lot closer than they were at the same point last year. So there's great hopes that we're going to get a great storyline tomorrow with how practice plays out. And it's an initial little form guide as to how qualifying then goes on Saturday. But I think it'll be closer than some people think. I reckon there's some real opportunity or some surprises as well. And then the other storyline, Dwayne, this weekend is the fact that for the first time since 2013, there are 2 Australians on the grid, which is just an enormous thing. When you look at the fact that, you know, these are 20 of arguably the best racing car drivers in the world. 2 of them are our own sporting heroes. Daniel Ricciardo in the RB, which is great. And then Oscar Piastri in his 2nd Australian Grand Prix. A boy that grew up in Brighton, not far from here, and getting to race in front of 130,000 of his fellow Victorians is going to be pretty special. So there's so many things to unpick in this as everyone tries to chase down the world champion, Max Verstappen, who is in the best form of his remarkably short but remarkably successful career.
So let's not pump it up too much about Oscar maybe winning it, given, as you say, Max has been good, but the numbers are saying that he is still beatable. Oscar on the podium, not ridiculous to ask?
Not ridiculous at all. In fact, I would put him in my tips for a top three. The McLaren's a very, very good race car this year. They've improved significantly. You cast your mind back 12 months and McLaren rolled into here having not scored a point in the first 2 races of the year. They were a long way off the pace, but that team improved massively over the course of last season to the point where Oscar won a Formula One sprint race and also got on the outright podium in a Grand Prix late last season. So that's a team on the rise. They've started the season superbly well. They're third in the World Championship in Constructors at the moment, behind Red Bull and Ferrari, so they're in really good shape. It is not outside the question. And really, Dwayne, when you take Max Verstappen out of the equation, there's nothing between Ferrari, Mercedes-AMG, the McLarens, and probably the Aston Martins with Fernando Alonso as well. So the fight for, if Max is out in front, and it's still an if, the fight for second, third, and fourth, and fifth, and further down is going to be pretty vicious.
And support-wise, have we got the best support? I mean, the supercars as a support is a pretty good act to have, well, first up tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The top category in Australia running here, with the top in the world. And there's actually been quite a bit of collaboration between the supercars and Formula One. There's a bit of crossover from a technical side behind the scenes. And the Formula supercar guys like talking up the fact that everyone in Formula One goes and stands on the fence and watches the supercars. And to a point, they do. There's a lot of people that work in supercars that have been in F1, and vice versa. There's a lot of people now that work in Formula One that started working here in Australia in supercars. So they're a popular category. The internationals love them. They're very high profile, and it is a round of the Supercars Championship. So all the stars are here. Brock Feeney and championship leader Will Brown, after a win at Mount Panorama in the opening round of the series a couple of weeks ago, they're here. They're on track at the moment, actually, Dwayne, as we speak, and the Fords are quick, so Cam Waters going along nicely. But it's a good support program. Formula 2 and Formula 3, which are the rungs on the ladder towards Formula 1, so the young stars of international open wheel racing before they get to Formula 1, cast their sort of experience, get their miles in F2 and F3, and the racing in those two categories is wild. They're racing for a pretty big sheep station, the spot in the Formula 1 grid, and the Porsche Carrera Cup, Australia's top one mate category here as well. So there's plenty on track, and it's really impressive as well what they've done off track here at Albert Park, and the amenity for all the spectators and the way you get around this venue. There's so much to see and do, and it's more than just a car race now. This is a full-blown event, and you could rock up here in the morning, Dwayne, and you could spend all day and not see a racing car, and I think that's what makes this so appealing and why people keep coming back.
Which is my family tradition. General admission, every year we rock up and just roam, which has been great. I love it, and the family love it as well. I'll be doing it this weekend. Great to have you, Richard. Really appreciate your wrap-up. Network 10 F1 superstar that you are. You can catch every moment of the 2024 Australian Formula One Grand Prix across Network 10, and you can get it on 10Play as well. Richard, I might try and have a chat to you again soon.
All the time, Dwayne. No problems. I get to work with the 96 world champion, Damon Hill. So it's not a bad gig, this, I've got to tell you.
It's a damn good gig. But, yeah, we all love our gigs in the media. It's a fun gig too. And I'm back to taking your calls after the break. Catch every moment of the 2024 Australian Formula One Grand Prix across the Network 10 network and 10Play. Dermot's not far away. Speaking of who's not far away, he's joining us after two.